Prison Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal on www.ckut.ca on the World Wide Web. News, interviews, and music featuring the voices of prisoners, their allies, and supporters. Tune in to the Prison Radio Show every other week on Tuesdays between 6 and 7 p.m. To get involved with Prison Radio, or if you need to access past programs, email prison@ckut.ca.
Yes, rehabilitation.
I wonder if you know what the word means. Do you? It comes from the Latin root habilis. The definition is to invest again with dignity. You consider that part of your job, Harvey, to give a man back the dignity he once had? Your only interest is in how he behaves. You'll conform to our ideas of how you should behave.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
You were a number, you weren't a name, you want to be a human. I wasn't Jim Crow, and hell, I was number 586.
Why do you do a warder's job?
It's a good job. Responsible job. Officers like myself trying to...
Scum.
We're only enforcing the law.
Oh, now we're on the air.
Are you receiving us?
Now we're on the air.
Are you receiving us?
You should be.
Yes, this is what you were listening to, but we've gone back in time.
I want to see your eyes look. Yep, here it
is. Is it going to come on? Not yet. Not yet.
It's the 27th hour.
Yeah, it is the 27th hour. I'm going to play the theme song.
It's chaos.
Again, I guess.
It's horrible. Let her rip.
Let her go. All right.
Yes. Make it happen. Yeah. Oh.
Listen to the 27th Chaos Horror Disorder, CQT on the 3 FM.
Dead and Doug and Captain Graham with you tonight.
Yeah.
Live, as in case you were wondering what was happening, just like us.
Yeah, live and ready to go.
Chaotic.
And we got it.
Disordered.
Yeah, so everything's ripping in right now. Is that too hot? Are we clipping? Can't tell. You know what?
I'm feeling good.
This is a show. John Sinclair passed away.
He sure did.
And we decided, as he's an influential fellow and all, that we would dedicate a show to him.
Yeah,
at least in part. Because another crazy thing happened today too.
Yeah. What was that?
Yeah, the moon.
The moon and the sun.
Blocked out the sun.
Wow. It was cosmic. It's a cosmic time.
It was happening in the cosmos, that's for sure.
Yeah. Did you feel vibes from it?
I did.
Yeah? Were they...
I didn't really know what to expect, to be honest, and I felt like it was more than I thought it was going to be, so...
Hmm.
It was just, it got cold and like lifeless gray color. And then seeing the actual corona was way cooler than any of the photos I saw.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. When the sun was completely blacked out and you could just see the sun just like shining behind it.
Okay. I didn't have the opportunity to view it in that way.
Why not?
I didn't have the special glasses.
But at that moment in time, you could look without glasses.
Yeah, I couldn't really tell...
Oh, right. You can tell what happened.
Yeah.
Better safe than sorry.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah, it was very quick, too. So
it was extremely brief.
I kept checking because the way you could see is if you couldn't see anything with the glasses, it was safe.
Okay.
But then the moment you could start to see something with the glasses, then you had to use the glasses.
Yeah, okay.
So, but it looked really cool. The corona was way bigger than I thought it was going to be.
All right.
And it just got very dark, and I was, in the moment, trying to, like, remember all the things I was supposed to be looking for, like the weird shadows and the sunset all around, and then it was over.
Right.
So quickly.
Yeah.
So.
It sure was neat.
Yep. Too bad John Sinclair wasn't here to see it.
Yeah, but he's with us in spirit.
Yeah, born in Flint, Michigan. I think the solar eclipse passed over Flint, Michigan, to be honest. I think it came very close, because it went to Niagara Falls. Maybe
it's
Flint's a little too far
north. I think it was, we'd have to check the maps on that. You know? 82 years old, a poet, jazz man, different kind.
Rebel with a cause.
Cannabis activist.
Moved to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Was arrested. 10 years for possession of marijuana. Can you imagine?
He sold 2 joints to undercover cops.
That's crazy. 10 years.
Yeah. But I think he only served 2.5 or something like that, right?
Yeah. Still, can you imagine being told that you're spending the next 10 years? And now it's legal in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, well,
he was apparently one of the first people to buy legal marijuana.
That's
there.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. It was kind of his arrest and imprisonment was, I feel, part of the suppression of the underground and the counterculture or cultural revolutionary psychedelic punk warriors, you know?
It's true. It was before social media, so it was a lot harder back then. They had to cover it with physical. They couldn't just do psyops.
That's right. So.
And people still maybe cared more back then about that kind of thing. It feels like, are there any modern John Sinclairs out there today?
Well, that's a good question, Doug.
Who is the next?
Yeah. Are you the next John Sinclair? Listener?
Anonymous listener, yeah. Get out there. And he had a lot of things, but the thing that I personally, and I think yourself also, know him for is his collaboration with the MC5.
Indeed. Indeed.
Which got him very famous in the rock and roll circles.
No more expression, depression.
And we'll get to that. But first, I'm going to play this track by the Dogs.
All right.
John, Rock and Roll Sinclair, just to get us rocking and rolling here.
Oh, right. The CKUT.
This is John talking in the background, by the way.
Yeah.
This is an album about a peyote trip he did somewhere. He has a lot of poetry where it's... Is that like slam poetry where you have like a band playing and you like talk over top of it?
Beat poetry? The slam is very rhythmic, and it's almost very much like hip-hop, no? That's my understanding.
Every statement, we'd need to bring somebody on the show that was more in the poetry world than the rock and roll world to clarify that. So if you do know, send us a message on the on our CQT webpage.
Yeah,
or
we need to know more about the things
Instagram
that we're talking about.
Yeah. Or Facebook.
Or if you see us on the street, if you know what we look like.
Yeah, come up and say, hey, man.
You've got it all
wrong. Get your facts straight. That's not slam poetry. That's John Sinclair poetry.
That's right.
So
that's life, man. That's living.
It's all good, apparently. Here we go with...
music.
The Dogs. John. Rock and Roll Sinclair. We got the right...
Turn it up.
Yeah. from your lazy old son. From your lazy old son.
Yeah, it's loud.
It's my backyard experience of the eclipse. This is it. It's super dark right now.
Can you feel the cold? There's no birds singing, eh? You notice?
They kind of, they were flying around.
They stopped singing, though, and then they began again. Yeah, I noticed it. Just the rumble of the city.
I remember I remarked there was an airplane coming in for a landing.
Me too, I saw that.
Yeah. I was like, really?
Yeah.
Can you imagine who's on that plane? Wow. What a crazy experience for that pilot.
It's true, but like if you don't have your solar glasses, you can't even really look at it.
Yeah, but it would still be getting all dark and everything. Oh, there's everybody cheering. Yay. You hear my neighbor eventually calling their dog. There they go.
It was really crazy, the darkness. It's like, I think some people exaggerated that it was going to be like night, but it wasn't night, but it was definitely dusk.
I saw one star.
Yeah, there was stars. Yeah. There were stars, that's for sure.
I wonder what it's like in a very rural area. In like a total, like it must have been amazing in Sherbrooke. May God.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I imagine. The cottagers out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not amazing trying to get back into the city afterwards. I saw the pictures of the Pont Jacques Cartier.
Yeah.
All the people like trying to get back on the bridge, just walking.
Oh dear.
Couldn't even like ride a bike because it was just rammed back with people.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
No, I just hung out in my backyard. I had a pinhole projector that I used.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I say that already? It works really well.
Yeah,
you told me, but you haven't told the listeners.
Oh yeah. Hey everybody, let me tell you a second time. I used a pinhole projector. It was made from a tube with a bit of tinfoil with a hole in it.
Yeah.
It was a very simple device, but I felt like a champion for making it. It was super cool.
Yeah. What did we listen to? We just listened to Dead Moon Night by Dead Moon. I mean, the moon played a big role today, so I felt that was
necessary.
Shout out to...
Important to acknowledge.
Sebastian the Spaz, who's listening right now. If in Heaven by Apple, you know, because the heavens...
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's a little. Lazy Old Sun by the Kinks. You chose that one.
Yeah. It's such a weird song. It's so all over the place.
We listened before that, The Dogs, John Rock and Roll Sinclair.
Yeah.
And Peyote Mind. What is that?
Wow.
What is that?
It was like some car driving off or something. Yeah.
The cars of the loud sports cars of Park X.
This is just a recording with my phone, you know.
Yeah. We were listening to Monster Island with John Sinclair, Peyote Mine, Part 2 before that.
Yeah.
And right now we're listening to Graham's Experiencing Total Eclipse of the Sun.
Yeah. If you listen carefully, you can hear my mind blowing.
Did I just hear a fart?
Maybe. I have had some gas. Excuse me. And we're going to hear some more John Sinclair coming up. We're going to... the man himself is going to recite a short poem for us. And then we're going to hear from his band.
Yeah. Which track did you want me to line up?
It's the John Sinclair Recitation.
There we go. Ready.
And that's what we're going to hear now. We're going to hear the MC5.
You know it's true. Ashes to ashes, dirt to dirt. Love, work, and suffer is our sentence here on Earth. And ain't nobody getting out of here alive. So, whatsoever you may do, or howsoever great thou art, when it all ends up, baby, it's just like little Milton say. You got to go back to Mother Earth.
I'd like to respectfully dedicate these next three tunes as they're his favorites to John Sinclair.
Dennis Thompson! to be. I want to hear it good and loud. I want to hear everybody. Yeah, that sounds good. Come on. Come on. Come on. Make it drive. Make it drive. Hey, hot. Oh, it's hot tonight. Oh, but it's out of sight. I want to make you feel all right. I don't want you to be uptight. Come on, girls, all right. Okay, 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 okay. Come to me, baby, when the moon is full. Come to me, baby, I'll satisfy you, there ain't no bull. Come on, come on, come on, come on, yeah, 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 yeah. Tonight. Do you feel all right?
Yeah.
You feel all right?
Yeah.
Do you feel all right?
Yeah.
Do you feel all right?
Yeah.
Well, come on.
Thank you.
welcome back to the 27th Hour Chaos Orange Disorder. CQD 9.3 FM.
Thanks for tuning in tonight.
Yeah, it's been a big day today. So, if you're feeling tired out, if your eyes are sore, we understand.
Yeah.
Shut your eyes. Listen to music.
Good idea.
Put your eyes away for a little while.
Yeah.
Let them rest.
Use your ear balls instead.
As a young man.
Yeah. This is John Sinclair. Who was, I guess, a bit of a blues and jazz historian, as it turns out.
Oh, yeah. Fortune to meet his mentor,
and this
Robert Johnson, who
seems to be a little bit of a mix of both blues histories and poetry.
And hung around the house there long enough for Robert Jr. to pick up on his music. Robert says, at the time, my ambition was to play a piano or an organ. I had heard a lot of guitar players.
It's very much a performance, too.
It is. I'm imagining it right now.
I see the line from the ethos of the MC5 to this.
Yeah.
Good. He would go somewhere to play for people.
It also feels very like 90s for me.
So I got
there was
right
a blues bar in Halifax I used to go to called Beerley's. They would have like a Monday night jam session. And
a little bit.
This is exactly. The backup singers on this track are pretty cool.
He ever taught.
But the rest of it, you could have heard it from Beerley's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But the blues is great. You gotta love the blues.
Oh, yes. It's the source, isn't it?
It really is. And I think that everybody that I disagree with in music, it's because they don't appreciate the blues.
Yeah.
Which some people appreciate it in a way that I never could. You know, in its purest sense of sorts, and they kind of get lost in the dogma of the blues.
Right.
It just seems the same boring stuff. But that's the beautiful thing about it, is it branched out
around
into so many different things.
That's right.
It doesn't.
Rice Miller began to appear.
It doesn't need to be complicated.
Robert Lockwood's
Yeah, and it's liberation music, too, isn't
permission.
It?
Could Robert Jr.
Yeah, one would argue.
Him.
I would.
Rice Miller.
So it plays an important role in
Sonny Boy Williamson.
I don't know exactly what
these poems.
Yeah, what is liberation music?
Well, I mean, like, it's the type of musical expression is used to liberate the minds and spirits of people.
In
that sense, it's perfect for
about
music.
2 years before
it was countercultural.
Go to Mississippi with them.
Until
sure enough, we had
it wasn't anymore, but a lot of things go that way. But
there.
Part of it is still countercultural.
Well, it was considered still very dangerous. I mean, like, the MC5 were on Spiro Agnew's watch list. They were being investigated by the FBI and stuff.
Yeah, but the FBI, they just had way too much to do at that time. So.
Delta,
I mean, they were doing too much.
Getting into Louis Louis and all that.
Sardis, they put us
they were
in
mad. It was madness. They, you know, that was all part of the same kind of thing, I think, you know? Conservative establishment at the time, like,
Friday.
Freaking out.
On Saturday,
they're still freaking out, though.
Yeah, it's the...
And raise the jail.
Why can't they get with it?
It's funny though because when I think conservative step or conservative,
the jailhouse was surrounded with people.
The establishment part of it has been questioned. But when I think of conservatives, I think they're more like preppers, militia, like they're out on their own, doing all the stuff that the FBI would have been cracking down on.
That's right.
Reagan wouldn't have any of that shit. All over that cracking down. What's the guys who ran COINTELPRO's name again?
Sorry, the who? What?
The guy that ran COINTELPRO, the director, Hoover. Hoover would have none of that.
But when he
put those guys right in their place.
Yes.
We had made $400.
But the preppers, actually, they just prep. They don't blow things up. That's when it's true that, because I was reading a little bit about it, and there's this guy, Plamondon, who was that founded the White Panther Party.
Yes.
And did the MC5 a little bit involved in.
Yeah.
But he allegedly participated in a bombing.
Right.
And that was the left, like the ELF and, you know, the Weather Underground. Mm-hmm. They were blowing stuff up at that time.
They were. Yeah, it was a serious time.
Sheriff.
Serious stuff was going down.
Came and asked us.
But the National Guard were also shooting students in the, on their campuses and stuff.
Sid and Ed was their names.
Yeah.
And what a time. What a crazy
It's true. Now the National Guard
took us out to
shoot people in their neighborhoods when they called out the police.
Right.
It's less flashy.
They take up the money for us, pass the hat, make the people not put nothing less than a dollar in it, and then they take us back and put us in jail.
What time we got? It's 11:47.
It's 11:47
p.m.
Now,
in Montreal.
Mind you, they was busting places for corn whiskey.
What do we want to listen to now? Yeah.
And they gave us.
Well,
a whole
I thought we could listen to
that.
Dark.
We had girls
and zero time. It's got like the it's a 6 minutes and 45-second long song, but I think the intro is like 2 minutes long.
So it really was
that's
some heavy riffage.
It was terrible,
right,
because
on.
It was against our
and
will.
Very from a very rare
See,
record.
This
band Dark put out one album,
was really
and they only made something like 50
of them. And the police officers, they
this is where, when did this come out?
And just
it was made in, which, the compilation or the song itself?
68 to 70. Because it's, the title is I'm a Freak Baby.
Yeah.
Which reminds me of back, you know, being a child of the 90s.
Right.
I'm a Loser Baby.
Yeah. Well, it's a really cool compilation series of heavy British psych.
Yeah.
That you should buy. You should download. Find,
buy it, yes.
Find
from
somewhere.
A reputable distributor. Maybe it's on Spotify.
Yeah.
If you're, you pay Spotify to
you know how
develop
to
military arms and stuff.
Right.
Let's,
Zero
let's
top.
Eclipse John Sinclair here with a little darkness.
Sonny Boy was
here it comes.
Quite a few country and western things. You are my sunshine and stuff like that. But we would do the blues. Them white people down there always did like we
Headphones.
What? Are we on there? Are we, yeah, here there. We go. Hey, Doug.
Hi. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 11:56.
It's time to say goodnight.
It's almost time to say goodnight. We're going to, it's 10 degrees,
oh,
partly
yes.
cloudy.
Of course.
Yeah. Pressure of 101.6.
Santa's on his way.
Tomorrow, sunny, high of 16. That seems pretty nice. Then I'll get in some rain for quite a few days. Damn, rain, showers, Wednesday,
periods of rain.
Thursday, showers, Friday, periods of rain. Saturday. But warm, 18 degrees on Friday. So then back Sunday, 12 degrees, mix of 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It's not snowing anymore, so I'll take it.
Yeah, but we're going to have some cool April days, wet stuff.
Yeah.
Go prepared.
The
Bring an umbrella.
The coolest month is upon us. 14th of April. Oh, it's...
Things can change between now and then, though.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take it.
You got no choice anyways.
Yeah.
You'll take it.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not. I think it's the story there.
Jeez, well, you don't need to make such a big deal of it.
Gee. I don't need... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no point.
I'm not really
arguing with the weather, but no. Environment Canada is usually pessimistic, so it's... This is the Environment Canada weather forecast provided by your friendly Government of Canada.
Yeah. Well, I've noticed that 30% means like, yeah, we don't really know. Like 30% chance
but
of rain.
Actually, you know what I learned recently is that 30% doesn't mean there's a 30% chance of rain.
Yeah.
It means that it'll rain on 30% of the forecast area.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, yeah, so it's almost correlates to, like, there's, but it could mean that there's like a 0%.
Yeah.
If you're not in that 30%, basically, it's 0%.
Yeah. Interesting. This is the 27th. Hour of chaos, horror, and disorder,
and weather facts.
And the weather.
Important to know, people don't check the weather anymore. They think. I talked to one of my coworkers like last week. He hadn't even heard about the eclipse yet.
Really?
I don't know.
He's living under a rock.
That's why we got to let the people know. And we've talked for a little bit long, but we're going to listen to John Lennon doing John Sinclair.
Yeah, sure, why not?
It's going to get cut off, but...
Because we got to.
Thanks for listening. Don't go nowhere. Lots of great program coming up, just like this.
Oh, God.
Just like this.
Hang in there.
What did I do? Oh.
Oh, what have you... Oh. Yo.
Thanks for listening to the 27th Hour Chaos Horror and Disorder. Have a good night.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your eyes.